Lesson 20. Parable of the Good Samaritan. Purpose: to help each child have a desire to show love to all people. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37, and Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading, 1 John chapter 4, verses 20 through 21. Refer also to John chapter 14, verses 15 and 21. And the entries, Priests and Levites, in the Bible Dictionary, in the LDS edition of the Bible. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Bible or a New Testament for each child. B. Pictures 7-21, The Good Samaritan, Gospel Art Picture Kit, 218, number 62156, and 7-22, Map of the Holy Land. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Call on a child and ask, Name, who is your neighbor? Ask several children the same question. Explain that we usually think of our neighbor as someone who lives near us. This lesson helps us understand what Jesus taught about who our neighbors are and how we should treat them. Have a child read Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40. Discuss the importance of having love for others. Scripture account. Display the pictures, the Good Samaritan and Map of the Holy Land. Teach the parable of the Good Samaritan as found in Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Show the children Samaria and Judea on the map, and explain the situation between the Jews and the Samaritans. The Jews felt that they were better than the Samaritans. They disliked the Samaritans so much that when Jews traveled from Jerusalem to Galilee, they would take the longer way through the Jordan Valley rather than travel through Samaria. You may want to have the children dramatize this scripture account. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. What did Jesus say we need to do to inherit eternal life? Luke chapter 10, verses 27 through 28. Why do you think these commandments are so important? Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39. How can we show our love for Heavenly Father and Jesus? John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. John chapter 14, verses 15 and 21. Who is your neighbor? Do you think Jesus meant only the people who live close to you? What question was Jesus answering when he told the parable of the Good Samaritan? Luke chapter 10, verses 25 and 29. Why do you think the Jewish priest and the Levite did not help the wounded Jewish man? Luke chapter 10, verses 31 through 32. What did the Samaritan do for the wounded Jewish man? Luke chapter 10, verses 33 through 35. Why is it significant that it was a Samaritan who helped the Jewish man? What characteristics of a good neighbor did the Samaritan have? How does this story help us understand who our neighbor is? How can we become better neighbors? Who do you think loved the Lord the most? The priest, the Levite, or the Samaritan? Why? How can we follow Jesus' teachings and show love for other people? How should we treat someone who needs our help? Who is different from us? Who might have been unkind to us? Ask the children to share experiences when they gave service to someone in need or when they or their family received help from others. Be careful that the children do not share stories that might embarrass any ward members. When you do show love for others by helping and serving them, how do you feel? Does it make you feel closer to Heavenly Father and Jesus? What great blessing will we inherit if we truly love Heavenly Father and our neighbors? Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 28. Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson, or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Write the following activities on separate pieces of paper. Write parts A and B on the same piece of paper and give one to each child. Ask the children to pretend that a new child has just moved into the neighborhood. Part A of their paper tells something they can do to be a neighbor and show love for this new child. Part B tells a similar way to show love for Heavenly Father. Ask the child with number 1 to read his or her activity, then number 2, and so on. 1. A. Visit his or her home. B. Attend primary and church meetings. 2. A. Invite him or her to your home. B. Make your home a place where Heavenly Father's Spirit can be. 3. A. Learn something about the child. B. Read the scriptures. 4. A. Talk with him or her. B. Pray. 5. A. Do something for the child. B. Obey the commandments. 6. A. Do something for his or her family. B. Serve others. 7. A. Invite the child to join your activities. B. Pray for Heavenly Father's Spirit to be with you. 2. Read the Ten Commandments. Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 17. Compare them to the two commandments Jesus gives in Matthew chapter 22. Write, "Love Heavenly Father" on one side of the chalkboard and "Love others" on the other side. Ask the children to tell you which column each of the Ten Commandments would go under. John chapter 14, verses 15 and 21. Help the children understand that keeping any commandment helps us show our love for Heavenly Father. 3. Have the children memorize Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39. 4. Sing or read the words to "Have I Done Any Good?" Hymns number 223, or "Love One Another," hymns number 308, or Children's Songbook, page 136. Conclusion. Testimony. Express your love for Heavenly Father and Jesus and your gratitude for the gospel. Encourage the children to follow Jesus' example of loving others. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37 at home as a review of this lesson.
Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading.
Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 20, Parable of the Good Samaritan.